We keep producing these types of performances in the cup, and you know, to come away from home to a Premier League outfit and win 3-0, you know, I think it's a great achievement, you know. And again, all the plaudits go to the players. I thought every single one of them, you know, plus the lads that came on, stood up today, did everything that we asked of them, and you know, probably not just on the attacking side, you know, the amount of blocks and the character that we showed, you know. And I think our time, obviously, they chuck Bobby Zamora on. They've got the two best centre forwards up top, and you know, and we still keep a clean sheet. So you know, great to score 3 goals away from home against a Premier League outfit, but also good to keep a clean sheet.
Well, let's talk about that, shall we? Because Campbell Rice and McNulty, they'll get the headlines, won't they? But Mark Howard will say, apart from the block on the line and maybe one or two other chances, he's not had a great deal to do.
No, he's not. No, he's not. And I think as we've been going through the games of late, there's not been a great deal of action that's been happening in our penalty box, which has been good. But what we've been getting done with odd little counter attacks against us. Teams have been having one chance and scoring. You know, so we've wanted to get back to keeping clean sheets, you know. And I think all, you know, as a team for keeping a clean sheet, but you know, the back four, I thought Terry Kennedy and Jay McEvely as two centre backs were absolutely excellent. Ryan Flynn, who is standing in at right back, is proving to be you know, a real good find at right back. He's you know, he's playing out of the skin in a minute, and obviously Bob Harris, you know. Bob had a bit of criticism after the Port Vale game, and bounced back, you know. So it's great, you know. And we just said to him in there, you know, remember days like this, you know, remember them, because they're special.
Perhaps didn't phrase it in the right way to McNulty, but basically I was getting at the fact of all the big cup matches that have been had in the last couple of years, was this the most comfortable because of the performance that you've put in today?
I don't know. It never feels comfortable when you're stood in that technical area. But, you know, I think once you go two up and you get that two-goal buffer, you know, it's then, I think probably when we scored the second goal, it was probably our worst point of the game. I think we got a little bit excited. We went chasing the game a bit, and they had a couple of half chances, and I think we settled back down again. And then obviously once we get the third late on, you know, you're happy then.
How do you recreate something a bit like this more often than not now? Because January is a huge month for this football club. Even aside from the cup games, you've got some huge league fixtures coming up.
Oh, massive. You know, and starting next week against Preston. Preston themselves, fantastic result yesterday. And again, you know, we just said in there, you know, we keep producing these performances in the cup. Southampton at home, QPR away. And, you know, we've got to do it. We've got to do it. Your turn of the year, you know, we're in the top six. And we've got to kick on, you know. And I think you learn a lot about the players on days like today. A lot of them have stood up. A lot of them have produced performances that have been better than they have in the league. You know, let's be honest, performances need to be a little bit better in the league to get wins. You know, that's what we want, particularly in the home games. You know, and that's what we're looking to do next week.
Does this type of result reinforce a belief or enhance a belief that you can still catch the Bristols of this world?
It should do. You know, if today doesn't fill players and supporters with confidence that, you know, the team can produce wins, the team can produce performances. You know, we've not been particularly upset or annoyed with performances. Like we feel that performances have been good, but we've not been as clinical as maybe we have today. We've not took us chances. Maybe we've waited for things to happen. Where today I thought we, you know, even against a Premier League, good Premier League team, you know, we've come and we've created chances and we've stuck them away. And we know that's what we've got to do in the league to win games and catch the top two.
You're going to need some reinforcements now, aren't you? Another fixture needs rearranging. You've got to fit in an FA Cup fourth round tie. How close are you to all of that, or some more of that?
Well, we're working hard. We are working hard behind the scenes to, you know, to obviously identify signings, possible signings. You know, but in a way, the games are great. I think you ask the players, you know, when I was playing, I always used to prefer the game, excuse me. You know, sometimes get the training out of the way, do the minimal in training and get the games. Tuesday, Saturday, you know, it will be a busy schedule, but you know, I think you get a few wins and confidence comes from them.
Is everybody all right? There's one or two hobbling off and etc. today.
No, they will hobble. You know, when you've put a performance like that and you've got blocks and, you know, stopping things in the area, clearing things off the line, and then, you know, busting a gut to get forward as well. You know, you're going to get people that are tight and a bit of cramp and a few knocks. That's all part of winning football matches.